Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out when you get a chance. Bill Schley is our guest. Bill is the author of The Microscript Rules, The Unstoppables. That's the new book, by the way. Also, Why Johnny Can't Brand. He's the president, co-founder of Brand Team 6. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him and all of the things he does. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've been talking to us about how, with all the changes that have been happening, all the compression of time between generations of innovations, and how fast everything is moving, especially with the internet, there's one thing that in the middle of all that, that hasn't changed at all, and that's the human beings. You know, I've probably quoted him a million times in the last 30-something years, but John Nesbitt said this back in 81 or 82. He said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. He was saying what you're talking about, Bill.
That's beautiful. And I'm going to write that one down.
Oh, that's classic. Cool. That's classic. That's the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we want. And it's the truth, because if you think about it, don't you love seeing the photographs or the paintings of people 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 500 years ago, and realizing that they were made of the same protoplasm we're made of?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And when you think about the thinking, you think about the things that those people thought about 2,000 years ago, the way the writing that they did, the philosophy that they contemplated, and the art that they created, all that, those were pretty darn smart people. We think we're so much more sophisticated than them. We're basically the same people with new gadgets.
No, it's remarkable. They're finding these, I was reading in the newspaper the other day, there's some place in Russia where they're digging up these birch bark scrolls. So they didn't have paper,
yeah,
so they
write
on birch bark. I don't know if you read about this, and there's a special mud that exists in this riverbank that preserves these things. And they're picking up these things. They're practically like little notes to people and little love letters. And you wouldn't believe little stuff. You know, a grocery list.
Right.
Don't forget. And I'm not kidding. And it's written. It's like. Exactly like people talking today.
Wow.
You know, guys wooing their girlfriends.
Yeah.
I mean, it's remarkable how little we've changed. No, people have to calm down for a minute and realize that humanity will never change. As business people, we are trying to solve humanity's problems, people's problems. And now we have a new tool, which is technology, which is creating a whole world of new kinds of products and way to deliver them. But they're still trying to deliver fundamentally the same thing.
And we got to make sure that this is especially true for small businesses, Bill, we got to make sure that we don't let the technology tail wag our business's dog.
Right.
We got to make sure because as small businesses, Bill, I believe that there are a number of people out there, all that we need, who want the special small business sauce that only a small business can do, that delivers just the right amount of technology, the right amount of handiness, the right amount of capability with a whole truckload of the special sauce of a small business. What do you think?
Well, the special sauce is trust and touch. You just said it.
Yeah.
No, listen. They just in San Antonio, there are movements around the country to create these workspaces that for entrepreneurs that they're supposed to like spawn and create little entrepreneurial ecosystems because they want to help entrepreneurship grow in the community. So they create these different organizations. And in the one in San Antonio, it's called Geekdom, and it's like they call it a collaborative workspace. What they realized is that for innovation and for to really, really make things happen, even in this technology world, you can't do it virtually. You know, the technologists will say, "Oh, get rid of you know, get all the old stuff about people being in the same place. We can do everything virtually online. Mm-hmm. We can do everything on Skype. They find out the opposite is true, that people still have to be collaborating in an actual physical place where people need to, where they can see their collaborators, they can touch them, they can smell them, they can see their expressions on their faces, they can sit in a room and whiteboard together. The human beings absolutely need that if you want to maximize the power of a team and the power
of
collaboration.
Don't you think?
You cannot do it. And that's 50,000 years old.
And don't you think that the more some companies try to force human beings into a technology box, that companies that can deliver just the right amount with a whole truckload of humanity, don't you think those are the companies?
Right.
I mean, and if the good news is, Bill, small business owners don't have to conquer everybody. Just all we need is the ones we need to be successful.
But you know what? But here's the thing, though. But there are certain things you need to be smart. There are certain sort of things going on in the landscape.
Seconds. What are those?
Okay. The fact is that things do move quickly, and so when we talk about microscripts, you know, we say, listen. So it's important to be able to tell people what you do and why they need it in about a sentence or less. You need to be able to tell your story in about a sentence or less. That used to be called, it's even quicker than an elevator pitch. Mm-hmm. But you'll find out that which is always the most powerful thing in selling, is more important today because there is so much noise out there. You need to be able to decide what you do and tell me very, very quickly.
And make sure it speaks to the humanity of your customers, not
absolutely
the technology. Hey, Bill,
absolutely,
thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Yep.
Brandteam6.com, right?
Brandteam6.com.
Come back soon. Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.